Hello.
Hello, client.
Hey, Quayle. Florian here.
Hello, this is Thorsten. Sorry for being late.
Hi, Thorsten. Just you, Quayle, and me for the moment, so you're not actually late.
Hello, Charles speaking.
Hi, Charles.
Hello, Brian.
But it's
Are
actually good that
we the
people
first three?
are. Sorry?
Are we the only ones for the moment?
Thorsten, Quayle are here. Andreas will come late and Italo won't be able to join.
Hi, Andreas.
Ah, hi Andreas.
Hey, Charles, it's Andreas.
Hello, Andreas.
Hello.
But people being late is good so I can finalize the budget proposal, which took much longer than I thought, to be honest. So
It's
actually
true, Olivier.
I'm live editing the stuff on the wiki.
Hello, Olivier speaking.
Hi.
Hello, Olivier.
Hello, Olivier.
Hello.
So if you can give me 3 or 4 more minutes, then I can actually put up the proposal we can then work with. That would be fantastic. two more minutes, then I'm actually done. Rest and life. So, sorry for the delay. Was a bit distracted by trying to put sensible numbers into the budget proposals. Let's jump in. Who can take the minutes of this call? Any volunteers? Actually, I expect
I will be in the process of writing other stuff, so I'm afraid I won't be able to help that much in that.
If anyone could, that would be great. I assume we don't have that much to write down since I'm live writing the budget besides, and that's the major part of the call. So I think Torsten is on the road. Andreas, can you probably?
Oh, God.
Would be great.
Okay, I do.
Thanks a lot. I said you can probably include most of the stuff I write for this call into your minutes then. So... you ready, Andreas?
Yes, who is in the call?
Okay, just one second. So, keeper of the minutes is you. I want to volunteer to be the session chair. Who do we have in the call? We have Quelen, we have Torsten, we have Charles, we have Olivier, we have myself, and we have you, Andreas. Anyone else? Did I miss someone? Quelen, Torsten, Charles, Olivier, Florian, Andreas? Okay. Andreas, sorry, six people, but would you like to represent Italo? He cannot attend and told that anyone may represent him. So would you like to?
Okay, I do. I have only five.
I have Quelen, Torsten, Charles, Olivier, myself, and you.
Okay, I have myself. Quelen, Olivier, Florian, Thorsten, and Charles.
Yeah,
okay.
Sounds good. Perfect. Then you represent Italo. Then we have chairman and deputy here. We have more than half of the board here. This means we have a quorum. Six votes, that means six people in the call who can vote. This means we need four votes for a positive or for approval. Invitation was correct, and about the rest, let me quickly check all the previous minutes. Seem to be left. Yeah, all the previous minutes are online. We skipped last week, so all formal stuff is fulfilled. First action item, Andreas, you added it. So would you like to elaborate on that?
I saw some weeks ago a post about a continuous donation site that is GitHub, and I was wondering if it's something for us, because you can put there, I think, a monthly regular donation, so that... one who told he wants to pay 10 euro or 10 US dollar per month, then we get it every month, this 10 euro or 10 dollar. If his credit card is in the limit, but it's better than to hope for donations from people that do they only once and hope that they do that the next 1 month again. But I lack on English that I can check the site correctly and the conditions. I think we need someone who is fluent in English more than I and can look to the conditions and see if we can stick with that.
Hi, it's Michael. Just to say I joined. Sorry, I'm late.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hacking.
No problems. Haha. So we put you on the list.
Having fun. Really?
Seven. Seven and seven people. Should I?
Exactly.
Shouldn't 17.
Seven people? So, no, we didn't decide anything yet, so I think it's fine.
Okay.
This still means four votes.
Yeah.
We need four positive votes for an approval. It doesn't change it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this kind of urgent? Otherwise, I would propose to throw it over to one of the lists. I know we have some other payment methods like Bitcoin and other stuff that we want to look into. But personally, given the topics on the table at the moment, I would not consider it really important. So either shift it if we find nobody raising hands here or just throw it over to the list.
We should put it on the list of things we should look into and find out if it's a good thing for us.
Okay. Yeah. Then can you just put it on the list in the wiki, and we, not wanting to withdraw your agenda items, but given the other topics, just postpone this for the meantime, if this is okay for you. Okay, then talking about important things, let's do the budget in the end. First of all, one note, we are expected to deliver a formal annual report by Torsten, correct me if I'm wrong, the end of April. This report has to be written by then, ideally also translated into English, plus there is a formal board meeting required for voting on that. Handing that in is for the foundation authorities. Basically, you state what we did in the past year. We have quite a good collection of sources with the announce list, with the blog, and the dozen of events we attended. But I wanted to raise the awareness that we need to have this voted upon and sent in by the end of April. And ideally, we calculate in some safety reserve. I will start drafting such a report and then share with you. But if you have anything that we have achieved in not too technical, I'd say, but on progress that we made, let us know. Those reports are, as we have learned, also used for, you know, approaching donors and highlighting yourself as a foundation. And as said, we are required to send this in by the end of April, and we are not allowed to shift that date.
Yes, confirmed. So it has to be on the desk of the foundation authorities by April 30th. So yeah, some lead time is required.
I would like to put on this report a blog post I wrote early in January for the Brazilian activities. I think it's important for me.
Yeah, sounds definitely good. Thanks for writing. It's always good if you have enough material to, you know, to put into. If you have anything else, feel free to write something, ideally to the call list, some keyword, some text, whatever, so we can work on that. Torsten, I think it would be ideal if we have this voted upon already late March, early April, something like that, to have some safety reserve. Is this right from your point of view?
Yes, absolutely. Let's plan for that. I mean, it will always take a day longer or two, but let's please, at least the very first report, let's be on time there. So let's indeed have an early hard limit on that.
I'm just checking the date when we will have the call. Would be the
and the board in entirety has to sign that, so that will also need a bit of lead time.
Find a copy of it?
I think it should be fine if Torsten and I file it and sign it physically, stating that the board approves, but independent of that, we should probably cycle a document just so we have it in the archive. Right, Torsten? Makes sense, I think.
So the board collectively shares responsibility for that, so I would think it makes sense if each of us signs it. But how we do that technically, let's do that. Let's deal with that offline.
Okay. I'm just checking which date would fly. Yeah, so aiming for calendar week 12 or 13 would be ideal for that. So the 13 I think makes sense. Monday the 25th is calendar week 13. So having a board meeting this week to get through this makes sense, which leaves us about 1 month to draft it and one further month to refine or check or whatever, since we totally lack experience in that, what we need to put into. I think that sounds like a sensible planning. So let's aim for having the first version to approve end of March, I'd say, and then try to get some advice maybe from the Foundation Ahead Association if we're missing something, which leaves us roughly one more month to incorporate that. That's what I would propose. Okay. So then one more about this trademark and domain name license stuff I posted to the internal list. The reason was we had some questions by people holding domain names on behalf of TDF or wanting to use the logo. And I tried to come up with some text that sounds rather legal agreeably, but should help us to protect our trademark. Did you all manage to read through it? Because if possible, I'd like to vote whether we can use those, or if you have any constructive feedback for that. Or was it too long to read?
I didn't read it. Terribly sorry.
Okay.
I've read it. It sounds good, but I think it was Torsten who made that comment that it should not become this de facto policy, in the sense that we already have trademark guidelines. So it should be, of course, for very specific cases.
Yeah, indeed. Like, we have one request where someone would like to produce stickers, and if I'm not totally mistaken, our trademark policy excludes that people can produce merchandising, and that needs separate approval. This is one of the reasons why I've come up with that. Michael, can you manage to read this this week? So we can maybe vote this week on this, or is it fine for you anyway, or how should we move on? Because I think
we
should vote as a board.
There's no need for me to read it, I'm sure, if it's sensible.
Okay. Okay.
You're happy with it, I assume, otherwise you wouldn't have posted it. So, if others I'll vote for it, yeah.
If we can vote on this, that would be perfect, so I can send it to the folks. So, okay, then vote request is, actually I have written two policies. One is for those holding domain names. The second policy is for those using our trademark. And I would like to vote in batch, whether we can use those policies or those special license agreement for the moment. So let's start voting Quellen.
Sure, yes.
Torsten?
Yes, absolutely.
Charles?
Yes.
Olivier?
Okay for me.
I agree as well. Andreas, for Italo?
I have not written to the staff, so I will abstain.
You abstain? Okay. And Michael?
Yeah, I'll approve it. Why not?
So that means 6 approvals, 1 abstain. That means it's approved. Thanks a lot. So then to the fun task of the budget. Actually, it took a bit longer than I thought. I wanted to come up with some final proposal already. So how it's best we do this. I sent out half an hour ago, an hour ago, to the core list, the spreadsheet that I've been circulating every month or so in the past years already. To keep it short, the proposal is that I would like to not approve each item by itself, because that's just tedious and changes daily. I would like to build some budget groups with responsibility, like for marketing, for QA, for development, and based on what we have in the current spreadsheet, assign some sane amount of money within those parameters. Then the budget authorizers can act themselves without the need to have a formal board approval. This should make things much easier. So the spreadsheet serves as an indication on how much money is needed or might be needed. I started half an hour ago or so to put it into the wiki. Do you all have the link, or shall I post it somewhere again? It's on my user page in the wiki where I'm live drafting it at the moment. Anyone needs it?
What's the link? Docky Woodsman Document Foundation, and then your homepage.
I just posted the link to the infra channel. So.
On which I am not.
Ah, okay. You are on core. Are you? No problem.
Yep.
Send it to core as well. So agree. I'm a bit late. I'm sorry for that. It took longer than I thought. But let's try to finish that.
So legal fees #2 was the UK entity setup, which was 3,000 euros.
No. Legal fees are 2 topics that I'd like to not make public in the moment because it's a legal reason.
Okay. Well, either way, there is a £3,000 bill from 2013,
yes,
which is something like 4,000 euros. We need to have in that list of old payments, at least until I expense it from SPI.
Yeah, I just sent an email about that today. Do you know if SPI can pay for that or if we have to do that to Berlin? Because Torsten, I'm not sure if you can refund it from Berlin. Do you know?
I would refund it from SPI. I didn't see the problem. You know, we want to spend that money. I would just do it from there, I think.
Okay, so
I need to get around and do it. I've been,
Okay. So about, sorry, maybe for clarification. I was working too long on that. And forgot probably to mention half. This proposal does not include SPI at all. The reason is, while SPI seems to work fairly well these days, it's their decision whether to spend money or not. So what I would like to do is to use SPI mostly for travel refunds, since they can refund that and it works rather well. Fasten payments have been done for, 1 or 2 weeks after filing. This proposal is only for TDF money from the Berlin account. Just so you know, on the SPI account, we should have left at the moment. I don't know exactly, since the last account sheet is from end of January and we had some filings in between. I expect we have, in the worst case, about 6,000 euro left, in the best case, about 10 or 12,000 euro, I assume. We had all those conference, Hackfest, FOSDEM, other payments paid by them. So roughly 6 to 12,000 euro, I'd assume. At SPI, this is money we can use for travel refund. And for the rest, for the spreadsheet which I circulated, that's also only Berlin account money. And based on that, I would like to build those groups. Those budget groups with people responsible and some estimation. What I would like to have is, I mostly mentioned individual items, so you have an overview on what we currently spend. What I would like to vote on is the total sum. So if, for example, in infrastructure we have €1,000 less on service, but need €1,000 more for whatever. We don't have to reapprove. We just vote on the total amount. I think this makes sense. It makes things easier than over the year. And now it would be perfect if someone has my card sheet open, so we can quickly proofread what I've put in the wiki to see if this makes sense.
Yeah, so I have the card sheet open. That there are a few things like so this membership for the German head foundation, whatever association, that was still missing. That's around.
It's in now. Okay. Or in the spreadsheet, you mean? Sorry.
Yeah, and well, Oasis shows up twice, I think. And what's completely missing from at least from the development budget is any travel, at least in the wiki.
Yeah. That's right. So, Thorsten, if you have a few minutes, what I would like to do. Since this was the wiki page was really done in a rush, and I don't like to put this on proposal without having it checked, if we can just quickly go through the spreadsheet again and see if I have considered everything in the wiki page, and then continue working with the wiki page if that's fine for you.
Yeah. Okay.
So for the incoming.
I believe something that was not been factored in, but I assume I can change this together with Italo.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So let's quickly see. For the sorry that we have to go through this on the phone, but it was just too much work to get it done before, and I'd like to run this today. So for the LibreOffice conference video, my proposal is to not factor this in into the 2013 budget, since they just didn't send an invoice and the videos yet. I would keep this out from this year's budget, but other opinions, of course, welcome. Thorsten, what do you think?
I do think that we should put everything into the budget. That's very likely to happen again this year, and conference and videos is very likely to happen again this year. Hmm. The whole point of a budget is to have some upper limit on what you spend.
Okay, makes sense. Then I would first, just to have it in the wiki, would add it to the marketing, or shall we have a separate conference budget? Maybe the latter makes sense in terms of budget authorizers.
Yeah, I think in general, I think travel and stuff like that should be with the respective groups, but I think for the conference, since that's the only event that really everybody should be, I guess that makes sense to have a separate budget for that.
Okay, so I put videos in with, we had, then let me see, real costs, we don't have real costs. We had €3,200 this year. Shall I put in 3.5K for video production, just as an estimation?
I think if just video production or in general conference?
Yeah, you know, just video production for the moment, if we're talking about that. Because I have absolutely no idea what it costs.
Hard to estimate. I think just putting up some reasonable budget for the conference, which includes everything that we spent this year, including travel, makes more sense. I mean, of course, that gives us some educated guesses possible, but I don't think it makes sense to itemize too much there.
Makes sense. So if we factor in travel refund, and I would then factor this in from the Berlin account, total of 10K, would everything covered make sense?
No.
Really?
No. I think you would need to factor more, like 5,000-6,000 more, just to be sure.
The problem is, the problem I have with the conference with planning is that the conference organizers themselves get sponsorship, which is not too TDF usually. So it's really hard for me to foresee what TDF has to factor in for that. I'm not sure what makes sense.
So just for reference, we had 10K budget last year, and we didn't spend all of that.
Then I would propose to go with 10K, and for example, things like video are, should anything else fail, are only possible if there are enough sponsors, or something like that. I think 10K is quite a lot. And given that I expect we can handle travel funding again via SPI, for example, it should leave some room for spending. Or any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, I think it's a reasonable number. I mean, Charles, I don't know, you have experience too with the conference, so if you say, well, this is just ridiculously low, we'll do that.
Yeah. See, the problem is that whatever we spend on Berlin or on Paris, if next year we go outside of Europe, or even if we go, let's say,
but we're talking about this year.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd put 5,000 there just in case.
5 instead of 10, you mean?
No, I mean, you know what? Let's break it into 2. Let's make it like 8,000, so we have a little bit of fat, and if we need to add more, there'll be always the opportunity to add more anyway. It's just a projection, so...
So from Berlin, we spent, from the 10K budget, we so far spent 2.5. And everything else was sponsored or SBI, so yeah, there's quite some headroom.
Okay. Yeah, then more than 10K doesn't make any sense at all. I think it was comparable the other years, I'm not so sure. You have any numbers from Paris, Charles, on what was spent via TDF budget?
Oh, by TDF there was, there was 30. Who paid for the travel, Rainbow Souls, at that time? Because TDF, who paid for the travel, Rainbow Souls, for the Paris conference?
SPI.
I don't remember.
It was SPI.
That was SPI. Okay. So TDF then, quote, only spent 5,000. Because SPI was on a different account.
Aiming for 75K?
Yeah.
Any objections?
Yes, let's make it 8.
Okay, then next. So I strike the videos. So for legal fees, they're really hard to predict. We have no ongoing legal fees, so I would not factor in these, but rather, should such fees occur, use the reserve that we plan in anyway, and not factor in a separate legal fee budget. Does this sound sensible? For information, legal fees at the moment are 4.5k, roughly 4.5k, and for the safety reserve, I plan fixed 15k, that should leave enough room.
I think some degree of legal fees each year is something to be expected. I think a 5K legal budget with the expectation that we could go over into reserve is sensible.
Okay. Let me quickly see. Just trying to make no mistake while editing here. So then let's have legal fees. I told us 5K. Okay. Then we have, and that's what I factored in. Oh, sorry. For the Brazilian Portuguese project, we have 7,000 euros. That's what Olivier has requested. And for marketing, I just add what I have at the moment. We can add up later on. For marketing, I have 10,000 at the moment on my sheet.
But it will, I think it might just go up by, 5,000, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, sure. I just would like to use what I have on the sheet at the moment, then see where we stand and what we have as reserve.
Yes. So marketing is 10,000 of factoring. That's right.
Exactly. Then we have Björn's request for QA netbooks with a total sum of €2,000. And we have the development hardware for €8,000 factored in. So then service and bandwidth. So let me see. If I take the status quo with all the old machines still running, I come to 9,006, and I think I have added this somewhere. Let me see where it is. 9,006. I have this in. Let's talk about the numbers later, just see if I have everything in there. Then the mail forwarding service is in there with more than it is. Concardis has been factored in. And just interrupt me if I miss something. Zipline should be factored in. Salaries is factored.
If you have some spreadsheet where you do that in, and if you could give me some total spending, with the stuff that comes from last year, that will help me to cross check. Otherwise, it's probably easy to miss. Individual items.
The budget I sent about an hour ago, it is, that should contain everything that we have spent the last years, and for the two items empty, I know the numbers. So that should have everything based on what we spent last year.
Let me cross-check that, but it sounded plausible.
So I have checked the bank account extracts up to January the 1st, 2012, plus all the board's decisions, and try to add all recurring fees, so I hope I didn't miss anything. Domain names is factored in.
The memberships. The best is to put the numbers from 2012 in there, and in the next column, the numbers for 2013, so that Thorsten can check against 2012.
Yeah, the problem is I wanted something where we can collaborate on, so I put it in the wiki, not in a spreadsheet. Otherwise, I would have to mail it every 5 minutes. That's why I've done it in the wiki at the moment.
Yeah, but later on in the spreadsheet, it would be better.
Yeah, the problem is how to share that then.
We have a web dev.
Yeah, and half of the board has no access to it. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's fine. So it means we're just getting dysfunctional, just like anybody else. It means we're growing mature.
So, then bank fees. What do I have here? $200. Okay, then I just cross-checked, I have everything on a wiki page that was occurring in 2012. So you may now all reload the wiki page, so you see what I see. And then we can go to the individual groups, the individual budgets. You all have it. First of all, about the grouping. Do you have any proposals to make more or less groups? I just tried to create budget groups based on various expenses. Does this make sense? Independent of the numbers, do you think those groups make sense? Do you want to have more or less groups? Any proposals, any concrete ones?
No.
what I'm thinking of.
So, Florian, just a note. I have, when I exclude the budget requests from the spreadsheet, I have not in this in my spreadsheet, I have roughly 20k spending for 2012, and I in my accounting I have roughly 22. So if the missing items account for that, then we're fine.
No, they they do for Stiftung and Org. It's 150 bucks. No, they would account for. So let me quickly check what I've mailed out. Just one moment, so I don't use the wrong. Just one second. So what's missing in the spreadsheet is the membership. No, they don't. It's about 150. It's probably 300 euro that's not in my spreadsheet.
Okay, so then I have to check that in detail.
But still, given the amount, 2,000 euro is nothing that's critical. But of course, we should adapt it afterwards. What I'm currently thinking, where does this noise come from? Anyone driving in a cabrio? let me see who this is. Oh, it's Mr. Meeks. Michael, you're making a noise.
I am? What kind of noise?
Like you were driving
a cabriolet.
Yeah. now it's gone. Okay, whatever.
So I'm sorry, I'm on a rather lame mobile phone connection, but I'm muted as well.
Seems to work again now. Strange. Whatever.
I unmuted. Who knows?
Yeah. No problem. Did
we get the budget done yet? I'm kind of falling asleep during the process.
me too, that's the problem.
Right, yes, okay. Do we need to go through every item or not? Can we not just put a budget up for approval and approve it?
Yeah, we need to check it. That's the problem. I just put this into the wiki quickly before the call, and
okay.
We need to check if it makes sense, if the sums make sense. That's the problem.
Okay. Have we found any sums that don't make sense? You want it actively voted on this call right now?
I think this makes sense if we can vote on it, this call.
Okay, does it need to be complete?
At least as good as it can be. I just want to double check what we have in the wiki. I just gone through it again. Now we should just have a look at the individual groups, if this makes sense, and if the sums make sense, if somebody needs more or less money, and then we can approve it, basically. I hope we're done soon. It annoys me as well, don't worry.
We can change the budget later if we've really screwed it up, right?
Yeah, sure. I just want to avoid that we have to adapt it every week, but we can later. It's just for internal purpose. We can adapt it, of course, if we find any mistakes. That's not the problem. So,
unfortunately, I lost the connectivity, and I'm kind of hesitant to reboot the phone, because then I will be off the call.
Hello? Did we lose someone?
Charles and I, Andreas is here.
Yes.
Yes, I'm still here too.
Now that's interesting. Thorsten talks about losing the connection, I get dropped.
And?
And I get dropped. Fantastic.
we have found the main switch.
Actually, Thorsten, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I did not reboot the phone.
you rebooted mine, I assume. Actually, Michael has a good point here. I'm seriously thinking if it makes sense to have a look in silence on the budget again and then vote on it through the list. I'd love to have it approved today, but given we all should probably rethink about it, I'm not sure that it makes sense to this call.
Florian, I agree, yeah. And I think it's not the best use of our time to read you writing in the wiki. So
yeah.
So I mean, the other thing is that we could just prove it in the state it's in and adjust it later. I mean, you know, we can vote again. You know, it's useful to have something rather than nothing.
Let me try to do the following. I try to cross check it tomorrow. Put it on the list and then we vote on it. So you at least you know the rough direction I want to go into, with having groups with authorizers. What I would like to ask you is have a look at the wiki page. If you would like to add something or would like to have more for a specific area, please just add it as a comment or mail it on the list. And please make a proposal for the budget holders. Then I will factor this in, and then we can vote on it over the weekend to have it done. I'm rather sure it should fit, but I would like to have a second look and not to vote on it in a rush and have to correct it by next week or so. That would be odd.
Sounds
so you know the rough direction. And
yep. Thanks, Florian. It's good, great,
yeah,
great
no
work.
Problem.
Thanks so much for doing all that.
Yeah, no problem. It's tedious, but it has to be.
It's good to have you around to do it.
Yeah,
I had one other item. If there is an item, which was to vote on Mirek's travel approval, since we're all here and he's asked for it, he wanted something like 256 euros. Did we vote for that?
The one that came in on the board discuss list today for the LibreGraphics meeting?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, I approve that. I would even think that just giving him approving 300 to leave some room for per diem or whatnot would be useful.
And keep in mind that we should have him on another graphics like event in June. So you know.
So good. Then so I approve. I move that we vote to approve a 300 euro budget for Mirek to go to the LibreGraphics meeting.
Yep, let's vote on this. That's a good one. Quinn, you can all wake up now again. Okay. Thorsten?
Yeah.
Charles?
Yes.
Olivier?
Yes.
Plus one from my side. Andreas for Italo?
Yes, okay.
Michael?
Yes, and I'll mail him privately to say we've approved, because the minutes will take a while to come out.
7 out of 7 approved. No, that was easy.
€200,
exactly. And I'll just reply to him on list, unless someone is faster than me. But otherwise,
I'm already done it. Tis
perfect.
Done, Florian.
Cool.
LGM trip founding,
LibreGraphics meeting, yes. Yeah. Exactly. This email. Okay. So much for the public call. I think we should have a private call. Yeah, I think it makes sense to have a quick private call for two items, unless you have something more for the public call. Okay. Then thanks a lot for joining. Thanks, Andreas, for writing the minutes. Let's hear each other in the private room.
Just a second. Huh? There's this Git tip. Or did we skip that? Or was I asleep? Or not in the call yet?
We said it's not important and move it to a time when we are not buried with budget and annual report and such. So
yeah.
Andreas, we'll keep an eye
simple.
On it. But it's basically postponed.
The first
one. Yeah, the Git tip topic.
Should we call if everyone is in the call?
We just had a vote, so it doesn't make sense.
I think so, no? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for falling not asleep.
Okay, so talk to you in a second.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.